KHNS News is your daily update on community happenings and issues. I'm Margaret Friedenauer in the KHNS Newsroom. We air news from the Upper Lynn Canal and Southeast region every weekday with a wrap-up of that week's news on Saturday mornings. But you can listen to your news on your time and anytime by going to khns.org. Thanks for listening.
You know, I consider a bear forcibly entering a house over the top. That certainly crosses the line.
A nuisance bear is shot in Haines, and the filing period for the Skagway election closes. It's a KHNS Local News. I'm Margaret Friedenauer. Those stories and more up next. A female brown bear that had been causing damage to homes and properties was shot and killed by a homeowner Monday evening in Haines. The sow and her three cubs had been reported causing damage at several properties around town recently. Last week, it was reported the bear had broken into the Arctic entry of a home. Later the same evening, police responded to the Haines Animal Rescue Kennel after the bears broke down the front door and entered the building. Alaska State Wildlife Trooper Ken Van Spronson said the bear was shot Monday night by a homeowner as the bear again attempted to break into a home. Van Spronson said the three cubs will not survive without their mother, and they will be put down.
We're confident that they're this year's cubs. She was still lactating. They're not going to survive on their own. If they don't starve to death, then another bear is going to take them out. Nature's cruel that way, so we don't want them to suffer. Unfortunately, there's no place available right now for them to go.
Local officials recently contacted State Wildlife Conservation Officer Ryan Scott with the Department of Fish and Game to help address bear activity in Haines. Last week, Scott said the sow was acting more destructive than most bears reported in neighborhoods this time of year.
You know, I consider a bear forcibly entering a house over the top. That certainly crosses the line.
Trooper Van Spronson said by state law, the person that shot the sow has to skin the bear and give the hide and skull to the Department of Fish and Game. The agency uses them for education and scientific purposes. The candidate filing period for Skagway elections closed on Monday. Three candidates filed for two open seats on the Skagway Borough Assembly. Dave Hunts and Tim Cochran hold the two assembly seats up for election, but only Hunts has filed for re-election. He has served on the assembly for 15 years. The other two candidates vying for the seats are Steve Burnham Jr. and Gary Hansen. Burnham currently serves on the Planning and Zoning Commission and the Recycling Ad Hoc Committee. Hansen serves on the Port Commission, the Marine Highway Ad Hoc Committee, and the Outdoor Arts Facility Ad Hoc Committee. Skagway does not have designated seats for either the Assembly or School Board, so the open seats will go to the two candidates that receive the most votes. Municipal code does not specify a certain percentage of the vote is needed to win an election. Only one candidate filed for the open School Board seat. Stuart Brown is running for re-election for his seat. He has served on the board for 3 years. The other seat up for election is held by School Board President Christine Ellis, who has served for 12 years, but did not file for re-election. Unless a write-in candidate is elected, the school board will appoint someone to the vacant seat within 30 days after the newly elected officials take office. The assembly and school board seats up for election are each 3-year terms. Skagway Borough Clerk Emily Deitch said now that the filing period is closed, she will accept letters of intent for write-in candidates until 5 p.m. on September 28th. The regular election will be held Tuesday, October 2nd. A work session is scheduled in Skagway this week to discuss the draft ferry schedule for summer 2013. The Alaska Marine Highway System released its proposed schedule for next summer with changes that would bring ferry service back to the Upper Lynn Canal 7 days a week. Earlier this year, Skagway Mayor Stan Selmer created an ad hoc council to address the 2012 summer ferry schedule that left the Upper Lynn Canal without a true day boat. The committee was concerned the 2012 schedule had no ferry service for Skagway or Haines on Thursday, and no southbound ferry from the communities on Sunday. The committee, headed by Skagway business owner Jen Rentmore, forwarded its concerns to the state. In June, the ferry system's deputy commissioner Mike Neusel said he was hopeful the 2013 schedule could be changed to reflect those concerns. And it appears the draft does. The ferry system is proposing the ferry Malaspina homeport in Juneau and sail the Northern Lynn Canal 6 days of the week, Tuesday through Sunday. The Columbia, running between Bellingham and Skagway, would service the Upper Lynn Canal on Mondays. The boat Taku would operate as the Lynn Canal day boat in September when the Columbia is offline and the Malaspina is rerouted to the Bellingham run. The municipality of Skagway scheduled a work session on Friday to discuss how this year's schedule affects residents, businesses, and visitors. Neusel will be available to answer questions and discuss factors that affect scheduling decisions, according to a press release from the municipality. The work session is Friday, August 17th from 5 to 7 p.m. in Assembly Chambers. Public comments on the proposed schedule are accepted until August 28th. You can find a copy of the draft schedule on the State Ferry website or from a link on our news page at khns.org. The proposed 2013-14 winter schedule will be released later next spring. Longtime Juneau resident and former founder of the research firm McDowell Group has died at the age of 69. Eric McDowell was born in Juneau and raised in Haines. He died Monday in a Seattle hospital of complications from a staph infection. He established McDowell Group 40 years ago in 1972. He was known for pioneering research on a number of topics, including Alaska cost of living studies, the seafood industry, and the Alaska Visitor Statistics Program. Jim Calvin is managing partner at McDowell Group.
Eric developed landmark visitor industry research and developed techniques for that research that are still used today, and really some of the most complex research that's conducted in the country to gauge visitor industry activity in destinations such as Alaska.
McDowell conducted the first geographical differential study of the state in 1985, which has since been replicated. Calvin says McDowell
probably had the broadest understanding of socioeconomic and cultural conditions in Alaska than anyone else, really, and was just a wealth of knowledge and experience. Alaska is a very different place from the rest of the country, and it takes very different research and analysis techniques to really understand what all of the economic and other factors that are at work can drive the cost of living in our varied communities across the state.
Alaska Commerce, Community, and Economic Development Commissioner Susan Bell was hired by Eric McDowell in 2001. She worked on both the visitor industry and cost of living studies.
As I've come to work for the state of Alaska, I see that they are still landmark projects.
Calvin says McDowell was most passionate about McDowell Group studies done for Alaska Native organizations. And while the company is well known for its survey research on a wide variety of topics, Eric McDowell always refused to conduct political party and candidate surveys. On a personal level, McDowell was passionate about basketball and still played nationally and in senior games, and often at the Dick Hotch tournament in Haines each year. He was a singer, songwriter, and guitarist who regularly performed at the Alaska Folk Festival. He also was a commercial salmon troller. Bell calls him the quintessential fisherman.
It's something that he did throughout his life. It's something his family participated in. He was very proud of Alaska seafood. He worked with organizations like ASME on the marketing programs. He worked with a lot of corporations throughout the state on their marketing and their product development and ice processing machines in other ways. But I think that was something that was a thread throughout his whole life that was meaningful, and he was first and foremost a fisherman.
Eric McDowell was raised in Haines and played on the Haines High School basketball team. His family ran the Food Center grocery store in downtown. He had a bachelor's degree in psychology from the University of Alaska Fairbanks and a master's of business administration and marketing research from the University of Oregon. He also was a certified and practicing alcohol recovery counselor. Services are pending. The The Alaska Department of Transportation on Tuesday issued a notice that the Porcupine Crossing at Kalihini River Bridge will be intermittently closed on Saturday, the 18th. The department is doing a routine bridge inspection between 9 a.m. and 5 p.m. Closures will take place periodically throughout the day and last about 20 minutes each. For KHNS News, this is Margaret Friednauer. Visit our news section online at khns.org. We're always open to your comments and appreciate hearing story ideas and topics important to you. You can reach us by emailing news@khns.org. Thanks for listening to your local news. We appreciate your support. KHNS welcomes comments on topics important to you. If you'd like to make a commentary to air on your local community radio station, check our website at khns.org under Community. Each listener commentary airs twice, once in the evening and once in the morning after your local news. Everyone has an opinion, and you can make yours heard on the KHNS commentary.